Blog Talk Radio.
Have experienced some great things and learned some great things and been through some quite unusual things. Well, here on the Zurian Show today, we're going to talk about, again, like I said, living a life worth living. And a life worth living, again, is interpretation. It depends on how you look at it as to whether you have a life worth living. But then again, perception is what everything is about anyway. It doesn't really matter what anybody else thinks. I mean, let's look at somebody like Anne Frank. Anne Frank was a teenager who was caught in the horrors of the Nazi Germany. She died in a concentration camp, and she left behind a diary. And a lot of people talk about Anne Frank's books and Anne Frank's diary. But anyway, Anne Frank wrote several quotes. She also wrote about her experiences, her hopes, her dreams, and a lot of different things. Well, one of the most riveting quotes that Anne Frank put in there, now mind you, this was a young girl in Nazi Germany watching the people in her around her and everything dying and going through all types of very heinous and brutal treatment. However, even though she was going through all of this stuff, she was able to write some things that, you know, most of us should use as guides to live by, because they're pretty great. Anyway, Anne Frank said that everyone has a piece of good news inside them. Good, and the good news is that you don't know how great you can be, how much you can love, what you can accomplish, and what what your potential is. Now, for somebody that's watched their family die, watched their friends die, lived actually in hiding for a good portion of their life before they were actually discovered by the Germans, that's a very powerful statement. And this young lady had a beautiful spirit. Again, her saying was, everyone has inside them a piece of good news. The good news is that you do not know how great you can be, how much you can love, and what you can accomplish, and what your potential is. Again, all of the people that I hear on a regular basis complaining and moaning and groaning about things that they can change, where here's a young lady that couldn't change a thing that she was doing, you really ought to be ashamed of yourself. You really, really ought to, and you don't have the right to really complain. Thomas Jefferson said, if we all did the things we are capable of, we would be astonished, or we would astonish ourselves. If we all did the things that we were capable of, that means stop your complaining, stop your crying, stop your whining, stop sitting on your butt, stop waiting for somebody else to do it for you, and do the things that you need to do. So living your best life, or living your greatest life, or living your potential, again, is totally up to you. You know, I had a conversation with a young lady, actually she's older than me, and we were talking about Maslow's hierarchy. And when we were talking about Maslow's hierarchy, she was telling me, well, does that hierarchy talk about the things that are outside of your control? So I said to her, I said, okay, well, what exactly is outside of your control? And she's like, well, you know, things that happen to you that you have no cause or you have no choice over. I said, now, mind you, this isn't a plane that you decided to get into and it failed and it fell out the sky. She was talking about just the things in life that happen. And I said, well, all of those things are by choice. I mean, let's say, perfect example, you decide to marry a certain person. Well, don't get me wrong, but there's a very good possibility that you were not duped. That person probably showed you who they were and what they were on many occasions. That person probably displayed a certain propensity, a certain attitude for certain things the whole time that you were going out with them. However, you, believing that you could change them, or believing that you could, you know, bring something out of them that I guess may not have been able to been brought out, you know, but you unfortunately discovered that at a late date, you went into that relationship anyway. You didn't go in with blinders. You didn't go in not knowing certain things. You went in seeing exactly what was happening, but you put yourself in a form of self-denial. You said, that won't happen to me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's part of the problem of the human problem. The human problem is that we all keep thinking that we are going to be excluded from the injustices that we see and know other people to do on a regular basis. And I find that amazing. You know, somebody once said, you know, I'll never lose my job. What are you, stupid? It's a job. The job is about making money. Money is about percentages and profit. If your company is not making enough profit, or they're not feeling that they're getting enough return, then why in the world would you think that you're excluded from being laid off, fired, or any of the above? Again, who was it? Marianne Williamson. Marianne Williamson wrote Our Deepest Fears. She said our deepest fears is not our inadequacies. She said that our deepest fears is that we are powerful beyond measure. She said, it is our light and not our darkness that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I? To be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous. Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that others won't feel insecure around you. You are all, excuse me, we are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make a manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let others in our light shine, basically we're doing them a justice. We're helping them to reach for a goal on their own. All right? But she said, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same by us shining in our lights. She says, as we liberate our own fears, our presence, it automatically liberates others. Those, again, are very, very powerful words. You know, when you cow down, when you don't stand up for you, when you don't, or you aren't the best person that you can be, you're not only hurting yourself, you're hurting others, because your guiding light, your presence, them seeing that you can do it, can also help others to believe that they can do it. And that's basically what she's saying. And she said it very eloquently. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to take ownership for what we do. Understand that if you have a talent and you keep it to yourself, you're not only cheating yourself, you're cheating all of those who could learn from the bright and shining light in which you display, from the actions that you would have done. All right? I was, like I said, I was talking to a young lady today, and she was explaining some stuff to me about rich people. And I said to her, I said, well, all I can tell you is that there are a lot of rich people that wouldn't do the good that you say you'll do. I said, so how many people right now are suffering because you didn't live to your full potential and do the things that you need to do? Self-talk is part of that. We all need to develop and start to have more positive self-talk. We all need to get rid of the defeatist attitudes that we seem to cultivate in our behavior and in our culture. Again, as Anne Frank said, there's good news, and that good news is inside of all of us. Okay? Like Marianne Williamson said, our deepest fears is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fears is that we are powerful beyond measure, man, woman, and child. Doesn't matter your race or your ethnicity or your religious, or excuse me, race's ethnicity, your religious beliefs or anything like that. We are all possible. We all have the possibility of greatness, and our potential is unlimited. If you look up the definition of potential, it tells you that same thing. In my last show, I talked about the word arete. Arete is a word that means striving for excellence, being the best you can be, doing the best you can be, quality, things along that nature. And I, at the closing of that show, I said arete to everybody, because we all need to strive for the best that we can be. We all need to strive to become everything that we can possibly become. Thomas Edison said that when you have exhausted all possibilities, remember this, you have it. That's very positive words. Most human beings, most adults, if they don't quit after the first time, they quit after the third. If they don't quit after the third, they quit after the fifth. But very few make it to the tenth. However, in the process of learning, what do you need to do? You need to try a particular thing 50 times. I'm not saying something stupid like sticking your hand in a light socket and thinking that you're going to get away with it. I'm talking about doing something that's positive. Just because you can't do it once, twice, three, four, five, six, 20 times does not mean that you can't do it. Thomas Edison was once asked how many times did he try to make a light bulb? Thomas Edison's answer was, it took me 10,000 times. The interviewer said to Thomas Edison, well, how does it feel to have failed 10,000 times? Thomas Edison's reply to that young man was, I never failed. I just found 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb. Well, how would you have liked it if Thomas Edison, all of those that are afraid of the dark, all of those that are afraid to show our true light, all of us that talk a good game but practice no game at all because we don't get on the playing field, how would you have liked it if Thomas Edison had stopped at 9,999? Would a light bulb have probably been discovered? Yes, but when? And how far back would we be because of that extra time that it took for a light bulb to be made? And let's go back. Let's go back even further. Let's say how many people may have been able to develop a light bulb that didn't take it to that next step that Thomas Edison did. So on the reverse of that, how far ahead could we possibly be if John Johnson had decided to go ahead and make a light bulb? All right? Long before Thomas Edison was even born. All right, everybody talks about the great Leonardo da Vinci and some of the things that he invented and how some of the things that he talked about, that he theorized about, that he did drawings about and left clues about are things that they didn't have the technology to do at the time, but they are now part or things that have happened in now our past, and at that time it would have been da Vinci's future. Thomas Edison also said that vision without execution is a hallucination. So you need to act. You need to step forward into the things that you want to do and the dreams that you want to have, man, woman, or children. We all have greatness within us. All right? You've got great motivational speakers and great men and women who have left a mark on our world, left a mark on our society. As they say, success leaves clues. And there are hundreds and thousands and probably millions of clues out there for the yous and the me's to go ahead and take and use so that we can live our best lives, so that we can have futures that some people dream of. However, that you, that first action starts with me. That first action starts with us believing in ourselves and doing what we need to move ourselves and our lives forward in a positive manner. Again, success, just like failure, does not happen in a vacuum. If you do not believe that you can do the things that you need to do, then guess what you're going to get out of life? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. All right, we need to live our dreams. We need to do the things that we need to do to move our lives forward so that we can be the successes in which we need to be. And it needs to start with our attitude. It needs to start with a can-do attitude. I also, in my spare time, am a martial artist. I have young men and young women, some who have the spirit of lions, young tigers. And I have some who have the spirits of, what could I say, young snails. I believe that the young snails could be young tigers. And I believe that some of the young tigers should sometimes slow down a little bit. However, it's finding that balance. It's finding that positive light. It's understanding that the people before you have knowledge, you just need to find out what that knowledge is and then be willing to try to understand and learn what's there. Ladies and gentlemen, we as human beings are so far down the tail in our overall evolution. Some of the things that we imagine today, our children and our children's children will be doing tomorrow if we don't destroy this earth that we live on in the execution. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very positive about people in general, and even though I have, like many of you, probably been done wrong on many, many occasions, I know that in the end, I will live all the dreams in which I wish and which I choose to live. I may not live them at 21, I may not live them at 31, I may not live them at 41, I may not live them at 50, but I will live them by 51. And those that I haven't had by 51, I will have by 61. Just remember, we are great beyond measure. Our ability is incalculable. And the things that we can do, the things that we can influence, and the effect on life and others that we can have is beyond bounds. But that starts with an action. That starts with picking up a book. That starts with having a positive attitude and doing the positive things that you need to do to move forward. That hinges on you believing in you, not you waiting for somebody else to bring it to you. I had a mentor, two mentors actually, recently tell me, if a person won't do what they're supposed to do, do not make that an excuse for you to not do what you need to do or for you to not do what's necessary. I want to thank that person. One was Jim Rohn, who has passed. The other one was a Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown said to me, Mr. Bennett, it doesn't matter if anybody else doesn't do what they're supposed to do, as long as you do what you're supposed to do. And if somebody else won't take the ball, you take the ball and you run with it and you accomplish that goal. He said, because in the end, you standing there waiting for somebody else to do it still doesn't accomplish the goal that you want. It doesn't accomplish the goal that you need. It doesn't move you in the direction that you want to be in so that you can do the things that you want to do and so that you can live the dreams in which you have to live. And all I could say to him was, you are correct. Thank you. Can't really say that to Jim Rohn, but I'm very glad that Mr. Rohn left that message so that I could hear it. And it just so happens that I heard the same message from the same people within a 24-hour, from those two different people within a 24-hour purpose. Remember something, ladies and gentlemen, a broken clock is right twice a day, unless it's electric. But if it's a manual clock, it's right twice a day. That means that we need to give everybody a chance to do the things that they need to do and to become the people that they can become. Notice I said a chance, not a lifetime. I said a chance, not a lifetime. If somebody does you wrong, they're giving you a lesson. They're giving you a valuable lesson. Lesson is that you need to remove that person from your life because at this particular time in life, they are not ready. They are not ready to accept you. They are not ready to accept your greatness. However, remember that greatness also needs to be given and handled with respect. You need to respect others as you choose to be respected. It doesn't matter if you have money. It doesn't matter if you have power. It doesn't matter if you have influence. Respect is something that is universal. And remember, things go round. Chances go round. Ladies and gentlemen, negative results are just what I want. They're just as valuable to me as the positive results. I can never find the things that do work best until I find the ones that do not. So, lesson learned. Somebody does you wrong, you now know what that person is capable of. You know, I said this a long time ago to somebody. When you know what a thing is capable of, you know what that thing will do. When you know what that thing will do, half of all your questions have already been answered. If the person will do wrong is someone else. The only difference between you, as my Uncle Jack would say, the only difference between you and that other person is reason and opportunity. If you give them a reason and you give them an opportunity, then they will probably do you wrong. Also, if it's a person that constantly does right, if you give them a reason and an opportunity, then guess what? They will probably also do right by you. So that negative and that positive also go hand in hand. They are the yin and yang of this particular conversation. Again, ladies and gentlemen, please remember that you are great beyond means. All right? If you're overweight, you can lose weight. You just need to exercise. You need to watch what you do. And you need to change the way that your metabolism works. Your metabolism is dynamic. It is not stagnant. I don't care if your mom was big. I don't care if your father was big. I don't care if grandma was big. It's up to you. Exercise. Balance it out. Watch what you eat. Do the things that you need to do that work for your body. Remember that every person is an individual. Every person is special. Every person is different. The combination that you may need to use may be a little bit different from somebody else, but the basics are usually the same. You just need to find the right combination for you because you are a unique individual. There will never be another like you in 1,000 years, in 1,000,000 years. There is only one like you. I don't care if you're identical twins. Identical twins only share a face. Everything else about them is totally different. Even their DNA, to a certain extent, is different. Their fingerprints are different. Their likes and attitudes are different. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's live our dreams. Let's do the things that we need to do, and let's move forward in our lives as we work to improve ourselves, improve our situations, and also be in the position to where we can help those that truly need help and will truly use that help in a positive light and will take that spirit, take that mission on, and continue to do the things that we are doing or would like to do as we move forward in life. Okay, I have to give it to Oprah Winfrey. She has millions of dollars and she also gives away. Ladies and gentlemen, stop living life vicariously through somebody else. Okay? Stop looking at TV shows and giving a crap where somebody that doesn't even know you exist lives. Somebody that wouldn't give you a sandwich, what they're doing, and start working on your own issues. Start working on your own problems. Start working on the things that you can do something about. And then guess what? In time, you'll be able to do more about more things. I do not understand why people try to live vicariously through somebody on TV or somebody in a book. That book, in some cases, is somebody else's fantasy. In some cases, it's somebody else's horror. So, how about making your own book and making your own life a dream worth living? Making your own life something that somebody else can read and be inspired by so that they can move forward. I don't understand TV and I don't understand videos. I don't understand why anybody wants to hear any or see anybody sing. However, that's me. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that guess what? I'm not bright enough and not smart enough to watch somebody else make millions of dollars while I'm trying to figure out how to feed my family. Evidently, there are millions of people that aren't like me and they are able to do that. I am not. I am, again, not saying anything's wrong with it. I am just saying that I don't understand it. Ladies and gentlemen, live your life, live your dream. However, in order to live your life and live your dream, you have to become active in your life. You need to take the bull by the horns, and you need to address the things that you need to address. You need to do the things that you need to do. You need to move forward so that you can become the great person that you were meant to be. Hopefully, this message has gotten to some people, and it makes sense to those who are listening. There are no rules here. We try to accomplish something. There are no rules here. We try to accomplish something. Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is to try once more, just one more time. Just one more time means I failed, I'm going to try again. However, again, let me put some emphasis on this. If you're in a toxic environment or a toxic relationship, you need to remove yourself from that. Some people refuse to change. Understand that. Also understand that that person that is doing you wrong, there is somebody that will do you right. A young lady put on a Facebook not too long a comment about abuse. And I put a comment back. And those two comments stimulated a whole lot of interaction. And the funny thing was, most people were so wrapped up in their own drama that they missed the overall point that was being made about domestic violence. Anyway, this show is not about domestic violence. This is about living your dream. Ladies and gentlemen, get up, get out, get active. Do the things that you need to do to make your life what it needs to be. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week. Do it now. Get up now. Do it now and do the things that you need to do. With that said, I want to thank everybody for listening. As I truly appreciate it, please share the show with others and please follow us and friend us on Facebook and also on the show. Again, this is Zurian, and I appreciate everybody that listens, and I appreciate your time and patience. Thank you very much, and everybody have a blessed day. Today is now.